But we also have one controversy that we need to talk about. Because it's not just spring racing season.
It's also, we're going to get controversial. We had such a good morning.
We got to talk about it sometime. But it is also king cake season. And listener Jonathan Landry contacted me all the way from North Carolina because it bugged him so much. You know how much it costs to message from North Carolina.
It must have meant a lot to him, so let's get into it.
So he messaged me, and he said that normally he identifies with whatever perspective Mark has taken on something in the show.
Which already tells me that he's a very wise man.
But when Mark said that he doesn't like king cake, he started to question that. He started to rethink whether Mark was really a good example of a person to listen to.
Well, we had this conversation yesterday before the wedding. We were just hanging out talking. I like king cake, but the fillings they do now, I think they're trying to do too much with a king cake.
Yeah, I don't like filled king cake. I'll give you that.
It's mushy. I don't like a mushy king cake.
But if I was having that conversation with you yesterday, I'd have been having it with a piece of king cake in my mouth. Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show. We are joining you after a beautiful morning at the Woodlake Estates Group Run. Jason, isn't it a beautiful morning?
It's beautiful. It is pretty.
Jason looks pretty this morning.
Yeah, he's celebrating the
wedding of Josh Chatelaine last night. And Jason walked a little this morning, I think. We're going to get to that.
Right.
This is a show about walking.
He walked with me, and I think he could have got out there and burned 4 or 5 miles up pretty quick, but he wanted to do a little research into walking, and that's what we did this morning. I appreciate you doing that with me.
Anything for the show.
All right, well, we're going to get into talking a little bit more about walking, but first we've got a little bit of race news, a little bit of Facebook feedback. I'll let Mark cue that here in a minute, but race news, Baton Awareness 5K, 1 mile, coming up February the 25th, and that's going to meet at Doyle Elementary School. We have a lot of sponsors and things already. Mark from Perfectly Fit offered us some gift cards. We're going
to
have...
Ward has committed to helping us sponsor it. So.
Ward Mechanical, 225-567.
667-6771.
Right. So put all 12 of those numbers together. Then Google it. So we got sponsors. Rachel Nettles was asking what they could do. So we've got a lot of stuff lined up. And Misty will be handling all that organization, finances side. The funds that we collect will be going to a family with a child with Batten's disease. And probably next week we should cover, we'll let Jason read the medical description again of what that is. But... again, we're doing this in honor of Micah McCorkle, who used to enjoy being out there running, and we miss him being out at some of the races, and him and Matt and Misty. But we'll have that. I'll keep the flyer as the podcast image for the next couple weeks to make sure that everybody's still seeing the flyer. February 25th, 8 a.m., Doyle Elementary School. Come out and join us. And we're going to have a good time. Had a good time the last time. It was probably several thousand people.
Yeah. Why we had to count.
Why we had to wait about a year and a half in between to make sure that Livingston could build the infrastructure to support the run. So anyway, Batten's Awareness and then Shamrock Run coming up on March the, I think that's the 25th.
Yeah.
Exactly a month after the Batten's Run. Going to be out at the Renaissance Festival grounds. I think they were up to 125 participants at this point.
And I really thought with the promotion they were using, you and Jason, and I really thought it would be higher.
Yeah, I mean, they put a picture of me, Artie, and Jeff Franco up, and I thought it would. Yeah. I thought they would sell out like overnight, but they apparently haven't. Get signed up for the Shamrock Run. Hopefully, it's going to be a little later March. Hopefully, beautiful weather this year. It was a little cold last year. But great venue, Mark has asked us to go out and run the course ahead of time and see what kind of shape it's in. We have to wait a little on that because it's been pretty wet.
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll be cleared up by end of March. Got a good ways to go. Get signed up. Get trained. Don't train like your leprechaun last night, but get ready for the Shamrock Run. Apparently, Erica told me there's another St. Patrick's run in Ponchatoula that she saw in the Tangy Lifestyles magazine. I have to look that up.
I didn't hear it.
If they don't tell us about it, we can't know. That's the only way I look at that. March, anything else coming up in March? I saw they have a Breck was advertising a Comeet River run in March. Maybe get some more details about that.
That's a good trail down there. Yeah.
5-mile run on the Comeet River Trail. It's spring. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. If you don't hear it here, look it up online. I know they had a Q50 race yesterday. They had the Mardi Gras Mambo yesterday. And they had the, I guess that was the Lake Town Distance Festival or something, or Need for Speed they had down there that Artie and them went to. So lots of stuff coming up in the spring. Get out, get active. Finally stopped raining. Get out like Jason and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Yeah.
All right, so that's race news. Mark is he's prepared a little bit, some topics we have to cover.
Well, first of all, I got two. I don't know what you would call it, race news or
race news. Really,
these are just things that people have done, achievements that I think need to be recognized. One of them is not a race.
Is this recent?
And I've been having this for a couple of weeks and didn't have time to fit it in. This occurred on November 30th of 22 in Hillsburg, California. Now, like most good ideas, this was inspired by a few beers, guys sitting around. And
Iron Man was inspired by that.
Really?
Yeah, it was a drinking challenge.
Well, this may be better than Iron Man. I don't know. You decide. But a 21-year-old named Tate Dobson got to wondering how many times he could run around the traffic circle outside the bar. And a couple days later, he found out that he could run it 415 times in just under 6 hours. Do you have any idea how many miles it is?
Traffic circle? 400 and how many times?
415 times.
41 miles.
It's 36 miles. And a few days later, he decided to do it again in the other direction. And him and a friend did 38 miles in exactly
like
8 hours.
Like a roundabout?
Yeah.
Yeah, like right up
That's
here.
Airport
Road. You're like running on the...
But he ran in the opposite direction. I thought that was a pretty impressive...
That seems like a more impressive mental feat.
Right.
I'm sure there are people who could do it faster, but like as a mental feat, that is impressive.
Yeah, that's terrible.
What do you think would be worse, doing that or running on a treadmill for that long?
No, I would take the roundabout.
Me too. Yeah, I think
I'd
would run
take the roundabout too.
It's like running on a cruise ship, though. That was pretty boring.
Okay, then on January 27th, we had two new records set. Hope I don't butcher this name here. Woody Kincaid. Did it sound right?
Yes.
Woody Kincaid. Set the indoor...
You don't know Woody Kincaid. He listens every week.
5,000 meters, which is a 5K, indoor. He set the new indoor record at 12 minutes, 51.6 seconds. So
that maps out to pretty fast.
Yeah, that's yeah. I didn't do the math on that here. And
almost 4 minutes. A month.
In the same meet, the American record was set for the 3,000 meters, which is 1.86 miles, by Jared Nagusi. He did that in 7 minutes and 28 seconds. He held the collegiate record, but in that same race, another guy that he beat actually set his collegiate record. So he set a record and lost a record in the same race, which, you know.
It's both exhilarating and disappointing at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that race news. I'm sure that those guys will be happy to.
Oh, yeah. And going back to last week where we contacted the race coaches,
gotcha.
We did hear back from Jeff Galloway. Appreciate this. I'm sure he's a big fan of the show. When we talked about what it takes to run for a lifetime. He advised going slow and make sure that you're enjoying it. And I think that's two good pieces of advice there.
As we mentioned last week, Jeff Galloway is famous for the run-walk method.
Right.
Which I actually tried to recommend to my dad when he was training for his half marathon, but he decided to go with the walk-walk.
With the walk-walk, yeah. I almost went into a walk-crawl at one point. But no, we appreciate
that. Kind of teeter along.
But we that kind of feeds into this week's theme, which is walking.
And to transition into that, we are going to start with a little bit of
Facebook feedback.
All right, Marlon Walden. Walking is all I got for now due to the shin splints that he can't shake. He was going to do the Mardi Gras Mambo. He said he'll suffer afterwards and asked for anyone that had any helpful remedy for the shin splints.
He did run the Mardi Gras Mambo, and I think he ran it in just about an hour. So, I mean, that's good for somebody that had been running and got shin splints.
How far is the Mambo?
10K. He ran the 10K. Okay. There's a 10K and there's a 15K.
15K? I knew it was some kind of different number.
We did it 1 year. I did it with way back there.
Yeah.
Which, if you do the math, 5 times 3 is 9.3 miles.
Gotcha.
I was just acting like I was doing that.
That's pretty good time, though. You have an hour for that 10K for him.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Y'all rambled on about shoes.
Well, that was the thing. When I first started running, you remember. Yeah. I had shin splints real bad, and you told me, you said, you need some shoes. And then I don't remember what it was, my birthday or something, you and the kids gave me a gift certificate to Perfectly Fit, and I went in and bought my first pair of run shoes, which I still have. I don't wear them anymore, but
I think he said he transitioned to some Hokas, so hopefully that works out.
Yeah,
the Hokas helped me last year when I had all the knee problems and all, and I may end up going back to them my next pair.
Barbara Ockman said that she switched to Brooks, and whenever she was having the shin splints, and she hasn't had any more issues with them. Artie, I try my best to incorporate walking. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen as often as it should. Heather, Cinema, Galloway, all the way. I use a 2-minute run, 30-second walk intervals. Try to keep my cadence around 180. Legs feel much better coming off the bike, and I'm not dying on the on my long run on Sundays.
Well, that's cool. Jeff Galloway gave us some feedback this week, and
now we're giving him some.
And Barbara Ockman said, I walk to start and in between each mile for about 30 seconds to a minute. I walk more during the week and save my runs for the weekend. I walk instead of run when I don't feel well. That's what I did today.
Jason taking advice from our Facebook feedback.
Chad, it's certainly underrated and overlooked, but walking is a very good form of active recovery. And Cheryl Johnson, 4 run, 1 walk, especially off the bike, only lose about 30 seconds off my mile pace.
Yeah, so the run-walk stuff, I think the way that Jeff Galloway does it is you go out and you run a mile hard. And then he has like a little chart or something that you look up what your run walk intervals should be. So, if you ever want to try that out, like all those resources are online because he does the Run Disney. Like all that is Jeff Galloway too. So, like all that is supposed to be fun. So, you got a lot of Galloway people out there doing run walk stuff.
I just remember in a marathon one time, I was shuffling. It was near the end. And there was a guy that was run-walking. And he eventually passed me.
Warren Spear told me a similar story in maybe a half or a 10K he did. And he said he was, running the whole time. But this guy that was run-walking actually passed him at the end.
It was a little frustrating to watch at the time. But
because my thinking about walking, and I've had to do it a lot here lately. Yesterday was the only day I ran in over a week, but to get my knee back right, and I'm starting to enjoy it more, and I'm starting to focus on my posture when I'm walking, make sure I'm standing up straight, because I have a tendency to, gravity wants to lean me forward, but when I started running, I didn't consider it a run. If I had to stop or had to walk, it just didn't. And I know when I was on North Doyle, everybody said, you know, they knew I was running. They said, oh, yeah, you're running. So if I heard any traffic,
right,
and I was had stopped to walk, as soon as I heard traffic, I started running again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel now I don't. Now I see where you can incorporate it in.
Do, like, Couch to 5K when you started?
No.
I mean, that's how I started was, like, Couch to 5K was you run 60 seconds, walk 90 seconds, something like that. Until you build up, yeah, and you can run 30 minutes.
Now, the way I started was I would just see how far I could run. Then I'd walk a little bit and run some more. And I remember the great feeling of, I knew where exactly a half mile was from my driveway. And the first time I was able to run that half mile without walking, and like the next day I was able to run a mile, and just, I don't know, it was,
man, if you could have kept up doubling your distance every day, you probably would run around the earth by now.
Yeah, I feel like I have run around
the earth. Of course, you know, I'm saying I started with Couch to 5K, but that was an app, and they didn't have that back when.
No, uh-uh. No.
Not on the rotary phone, no.
Yeah, wasn't smart enough to use the app back then. But I'm happy with the way I started running. I mean, I did well enough to medal in my first race, which I think is the hardest feat in sports to do. They say to hit a curveball is, but I don't know. I've hit a curveball before.
So true. So did you have some details about walking, or were we just talking about our experience with it? Because I can talk about.
Okay. Huh? Walking is the most popular form of exercise because it's the easiest to do.
Yeah, they looked at, like, they'll do these surveys, like the National Weight Loss Registry, and they said that's the most common form of exercise for people who lose weight and keep it off is walking.
So 145 million people do it in some form or another, whether it's just, whether they have a routine of where they walk, or they just go out and make sure they walk their dog every day around, yeah, the block. But they said 6 out of 10 people have some kind of walking routine. Yeah. Now, I don't, you know.
And that's what I told Abigail when she started school, like, you're going to be around, you're going to have a meal plan, you're going to be on cafeteria food, but as long as you don't take the bus, as long as you walk around everywhere on campus, I mean, you're going to be all right. Yeah. That's when you... You know, you're not moving around at all. It can be a problem. But so she walks everywhere on campus. So it doesn't really have to be like,
right,
I'm planning out this workout time.
Yeah, and I think that's more where that number, because 6 out of 10, that's, you know, if you 6 out of 10 people walk for exercise, yeah, it'd be hard to drive
we
around.
We have a lot of walkers in this neighborhood, but I wouldn't say that I would think it would six calculate out, right, up to 6 out of 10 people.
Yeah, but the 6 out of 10, like, just like you said, they make a conscious effort to walk. It's like when I go to Carter's or a Walmart or something, I don't automatically look for the closest spot. Yeah. I'll park just to make sure I get some steps in, you know, just because I'm weird. I got that on that app that y'all had talked about, and I've looked those up, and I found an app that counts my steps, and I'm just really crazy about getting 12,000 steps a day in.
Yeah, and I'm like that too with the whole, like, ordering your groceries online. Like, no, I want to go walk around the grocery store and move a little bit, but also get to see everything I might want to eat.
But a brisk 30-minute walk daily drops your chance of a stroke by 27% because it lowers the blood pressure. So that's, I mean, and a walk is not, it's not a bad way to act. It's not like lifting weights or anything.
Yeah, it's not just, like, something you dread.
So, I don't know.
But it also, like, it, that in addition to blood pressure, they say it's especially good to go for a walk after a meal. And that helps to, like, keep your blood sugar regulated. Even if you have a meal that might be considered high in sugar or whatever, if you don't sit down right after, it can help lower that too.
But as a runner, like I say, I felt ashamed if I walked during a run. And I still, if I'm going to do a run, I don't want to walk during any part. If I'm saying, okay, I'm going to run 3 miles, I'm going to run 5 miles, I don't want to walk during any part of that. But I have now, if I walk, at least I'm still moving, you know. I can't Like we walked this morning, it was good just to be up and moving, getting, you know.
But I think that's one of the things, like Cheryl said in the comments, you don't actually end up losing that much on your pace when you walk some, because it means that the 4 minutes that you are running, you're actually running that a little bit faster than you would be if you took the walk break. So that's like some of the guys passing people up at the ends of marathons or whatever have been walk running the whole time. You stay more consistent with the pace. You don't fade off of it.
When it's real hot in the summer, I don't mind. I've got a certain point I get to that I know, okay, this is a mile and a half. And I will walk for a couple of minutes. It helps me to cool off. And I do feel like I run better if I stop and take that break for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But in the heat, it doesn't bother me. But, you know, like on a day like today, if I was going to do a run, I wouldn't want to walk any of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be too cold. But, yeah, I've incorporated walking into my routine quite a bit over the years. So I bought a workstation that goes, you can put it on a treadmill. And I'll do that sometimes. But I like to walk and listen to audiobooks. But the thing that I've found is, so they say when you exercise hard, like running, intense, like any kind of intense cardio, a lot of times your body like overcompensates after by being really hungry. So like going for a 20-mile run, you might think, well, I burned 2,000 calories, but your body is going to want to eat like 5,000.
Yeah. My body's great. It always wants to eat like that.
But one of the things I have noticed about walking is that it's a form of exercise that I can do where it doesn't increase my hunger afterwards. Like I can walk 4 or 5 miles right. And come in and not, you know,
yeah.
I might want something to eat, but it's not because I'm compensating for walking. Exactly.
It's because you just want something to eat.
It plays a big part when I do my marathon training in helping to get my weight down, because like I said, like running just makes me ravenously hungry, but walking will help me to burn a few extra calories. If I get 3 or 4 miles in a day, 300 or 400 extra calories that I'm not going to overcompensate for. The only thing with walking though is that it feels time consuming in terms of the calorie burn. So yeah, that's why I bought the treadmill workstation, so I can work and get some steps in.
But one thing I do with my walks in the morning is I break them up with some strength training, dumbbells, some core work. Like Chad said, don't ignore your core.
Yeah.
And
that's easy to remember because it rhymes.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. Chad is just, yeah.
Yeah, so the moral of the story is don't be afraid to incorporate walking into your routine. Don't be like Mark in his early years thinking that was...
Not cool.
Not cool.
No, I'm still like that. If I'm out there running, I hear traffic, and I'm slowing down or walking, I'm still going to pick it up. You know.
I don't know. I always...
Because the one time... I did have one time where I was walking, and Dwayne slowed down. He said, "Hey, man, you hurt?" I said, "No, I'm having to walk a little bit." So, you know, they don't see me running. They don't worry about me. I don't want the community to worry about me, you know.
I don't know. I like walking. I like putting on an audiobook and walking. I can walk. I used to walk for an hour and a half at a time a lot of nights when Catherine was out at ballet and I had already run in the morning. I didn't feel like running anymore. I'd walk 5 miles and just put a book on and I don't know. I prefer just to be moving than to, you know, sit and read or whatever. All right, so get walking. Get walking, get running, because it's springtime. A lot of races going on. But we also have one controversy that we need to talk about, because it's not just spring racing season.
It's also, we're going to get controversial. We had such a good morning.
We got to talk about it sometime. But it is also king cake season. And listener Jonathan Landry contacted me all the way from North Carolina because it bugged him so much. You know how much it costs to message from North Carolina.
It must have meant a lot to him, so let's get into it.
So he messaged me, and he said that normally he identifies with whatever perspective Mark has taken on something in the show.
Which already tells me that he's a very wise man.
But when Mark said that he doesn't like king cake, he started to question that. He started to rethink whether Mark was really a good example of a person to listen to.
Well, we had this conversation yesterday before the wedding. We were just hanging out talking. I like king cake. But the fillings they do now, I think they're trying to do too much with a king cake.
Yeah, I don't like filled king cake. I'll give you that.
It's mushy. I don't like a mushy king cake.
But if I was having that conversation with you yesterday, I'd have been having it with a piece of king cake in my mouth. So my weight is skyrocketing right now because I'm coming off a marathon. I'm eating king cake. What is it about king cake that you don't like?
The hard sugar at the top.
But see, not all of them do that.
It's like rock salt, man. The cake itself is great. The fillings I normally like.
They do them with white icing.
Okay, Vanessa brought one of those home, but it was called something. It wasn't called a king cake. It was called a chantilly.
I know, that's chantilly.
Chantilly. That was like a king cake. That was excellent. I don't like the hard sugar on top of it. That's all. I don't like the fact that I might bite into a piece of plastic.
They don't. Baby. There have been so many lawsuits and stuff. They don't even put the baby in anymore.
I could chip a tooth. I could choke.
I just like the classic king cake.
I just don't like the hard sugar on top.
Go to Delicious Donuts, get a king cake because they don't put that hard crystal sugar on it. When I grew up in Chalmette, it's just white icing on top and just some sprinkles, almost like confetti sprinkles.
Well, maybe I hadn't run across the right thing. The cake itself is great. It's almost like a cinnamon roll.
Okay.
You know, on the inside.
Maybe this isn't as controversial as I thought it was going to be because Mark is backing off of his stance a little bit.
Just don't put that rock salt sugar on top of it.
So, Rouse has put some of that on theirs, but I still like Rouse's king cake. But there was a... one of the donut shops in Chalmette really used to put a lot of that stuff on there. And it wasn't my favorite king cake. I still ate it, but it wasn't my favorite.
Maybe I just had a bad...
See, everybody loves Navarre's king cakes in Springfield.
And that's the white icing, right?
Yeah, and they make a good king cake. But, man, if you get filling in it, it's like...
Yeah, I don't like... And they, put so much of it that it's, gloopy.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like any cake that's very, filled.
But just in general, I'm not a sweets guy. If you had a king cake and a rotisserie chicken there for dessert, I'm going for the rotisserie chicken every time.
I'm going to eat both.
I don't need a whole lot of chicken
wings. Y'all know me. I don't like no chicken wings.
Yeah.
But he did ask, and we'll have to cover this another time. We'll keep the listeners hanging about our opinions about crawfish. And there's going to be some deviation there. So,
okay.
Anyway, king cake controversy.
But no, I'm sorry if I offended this guy who apparently is a big fan. He's probably sitting home right now with a Mark T-shirt on. You know,
probably says hamburger meat.
Exactly.
I offended him once by denigrating mountain biking. Because I said I didn't like it because of all the stumps and jumping stuff. He's big in the mountain bike.
Oh, man.
I like some mountain biking.
No wonder he's a fan of me and not you.
Oh, yeah, because you just love mountain biking. Out there mountain biking every weekend on all the mountains we have around here.
I've cut my own trail with plenty of stumps
and you
roots
take your mountain bike out there.
I tried it once, but I tell you what.
That'd be a tough one to ride.
Oh, well, yeah. It did not work well.
All right, Mark's getting riled up. It seems like it's time to go. Any other parting shots? Get out there and walk, people.
Yeah, there's no shame in walking.
Yeah, get your walking game. There ain't no shame in that walking game. Until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.